And now listen to the recording. You will hear a radio talk show presenting the most important and interesting tourist attractions in London. Listen carefully.
Many visitors to London think that they just have to see everything, visit every museum, gallery, palace and park, and return from their holidays exhausted. The British Museum is the oldest and biggest museum in the world, but don't even try to see it all. After seeing half of the exhibits, you'll forget what you saw at the beginning. In fact, the majority of visitors enter the museum, walk for some hours, get a headache, and decide not to enter the museum again. Exactly the same thing happens when you go to see the National Gallery, which is one of the world's most impressive art collections. The Tate Modern houses international modern art, and the building, a former power station, is as exciting as the art. In fact, some say that more so. The most popular attraction in town is the London Eye, otherwise known as the Millennium Wheel, or the British Airways London Eye. It's the world's largest Ferris wheel. It's 135 metres high and takes around 25 minutes to complete a revolution. The London panorama is worth seeing, but first you have to pass an exam in patience while queuing. It's advisable to book tickets well in advance. If you want to see the heart of English democracy, visit the Parliament. Originally it was called the Palace of Westminster, where the kings and queens of England lived and held meetings. The present palace was built in the 1840s, although this still contains Westminster Hall, part of the original palace which was built in 1097. You can get into both the House of Commons and the House of Lords every day after 3 p.m. and see nicely curved wooden benches, nearly empty or serving as a resting place. Some people find it possible to sleep while sitting. While standing in a queue, you have a good view of Big Ben. And opposite, there's Westminster Abbey, a Gothic marvel, the place where, since Norman times, most British monarchs have been crowned. All of these landmarks have never been visited by the Londoners in their lives. In fact, Londoners are more attracted to pub crawling, shopping, watching cricket on TV, or laying on the grass in parks.